Oh. Hi. Again. What? Oh. All right. Here you go, Al. Kathy. Lena. Okay. So, the verse that I chose to be the theme of my sharing is Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And that's why I picked that song. So, so I'm going to start out with kind of a little trivia thing. Did you know there's a difference between a trip and a vacation? A trip is, I always like to look up the Spanish word, or you can probably help me with this. It's
viaje.
Viaje. And vacation?
Vacaciones.
That's an easy one. So a trip is usually when you travel away from home for some purpose. I took one this last November to share in my son's celebration of his 50th birthday. Now, a vacation is something you experience. And you can experience it on a trip, or you could be at home. Like we say, it's Christmas vacation. So you're home, but you're not tripping. You're not tripping out there. What? Oh, yeah, there's staycation. Okay. All right. That wasn't in my notes. Anyway, a vacation is something you experience, and like I said, it could be on a trip, but it's an experience of leisure that you aren't doing your normal routine, and it's relaxing, and you're resting, especially from your work. So go to Genesis chapter 2. And in verse 2, this is a NIV translation. Lo and behold, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So the seventh day, he rested from all his work. So even God had a vacation. And then turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. So he reflected on all the work that he did and that it was good. And he knew it would later include a redemption plan through his son Jesus, whose name means Savior, and also his name, he was called Emmanuel, which is God with us. So when Al asked me to share and reflect on my trip that I went with my son, I thought, God is with us always, wherever we are, and in fact is even in us as we are in Christ. What a blessed experience to write down. Oh, he agrees. What a blessed experience to write down all the blessings that happened in regard to our trip. And the blessings just kept coming to mind even after I wrote after that letter that I wrote. So what is my response or our response? Well, the theme verse is Psalms 103. And I picked 1 and 2. So the person who has number 1 This is NLT.
It says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me.
Amen. And who's got number two?
I do.
Okay. Lena?
It's Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Amen. And they use these two translations. It's instead of using bless, they use the word praise. Number three, Kathy?
Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, the Berean.
Uh-huh.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and do not forget all his kind deeds.
Amen. Isn't that cool? All his kind deeds. So the title of my sharing is a poem I wrote. It's Bless the Lord, O my soul, wherever, wherever, wherever I go. So the verse that I took with me, and you should always pack one when you go on vacation or on a trip or go anywhere. It's not the theme verse. It's verse Romans 12:12. And I've got the NLT translation. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. So this verse came in very handy many times, and even before the trip started. And this is a trip I never thought would happen. And I want to thank all of you who were praying for us and praying about this trip. The prayer works. So last spring, I thought I wouldn't be able to walk well enough due to swelling, especially in my left leg, and an osteoarthritis diagnosis. With prayer and physical therapy, this is virtually healed. Mm-hmm. I was able to keep up with Justin, who, by the way, quit smoking. So, bless the Lord, O my soul. Yeah, and his soul. A faithful believer, Don Mueller from Washington State, was available to dog sit. And people who have pets, you know, this is always a big thing, you know. And it was for 15 days, so it was quite a long time. And we even got to spend some, he stayed extra time. So we even got to spend some extra time with him. There were some challenges in planning the trip, as Justin didn't get approval for time off until the month before. And at AAA, the flight times were an issue. Judy Sedarius was able to pray with me on the phone, and it all got resolved. So the flight times that we needed, you know, certain times of the day and stuff. So bless the Lord, O my soul. I also had an issue with my cell phone the day before we were to leave, and that also got resolved. With the only information we got from the cruise line, it looked like the ship was to leave from Yokohama, where he booked a wonderful hotel for 2 days ahead of time, so we would be there ahead of time to get the cruise ship. But he was inspired to check and he was able to find out that we were supposed to be in Tokyo, not Yokohama. So it was a blessing that we, you know, got a couple days ahead, and he was able to order a car because it was almost 40 minutes away. And that was where the ship departed. But it actually was a big blessing to be in Yokohama, which is our sister city. So we were there for 2 days, and he had visited there before, so he was able to get us around to some wonderful sights on the train system. And he got a little bit stressed out with the trains, but, you know, he focused and did a wonderful job of figuring out. I mean, there's trains everywhere over there. Actually, there's more cars than I thought, but they also have bikes. But they have a wonderful train system. And he told me that he learned from, you know, he's been there many times before to different parts of Japan, and they have women-only trains.
Oh, my goodness.
So, because people a lot of times are out at night, and so they have these trains, you know, you feel safer to be on a women-only train. I think they're green or blue or something. And the train stations were super clean. I mean, you know, you go to Arbutus and there's trash all over and graffiti and everything, but not in Japan. Everything is clean, which is kind of amazing because they don't have a lot of trash cans. You're responsible for your own trash for most of the time. Every once in a while there'll be one, but... And I only saw 2 sketchy people in the train station, and even they were clean. So doing a cruise was a great decision. We visited 6 ports. We had excursions at 5 of them, despite the website telling us that they were all booked. We went up to the counter and we were able to get excursions for all those ports. Being with my son and enjoying all the sights, the history, etc., listening to different languages. There was even a lot of Russian speakers on our ship. And watching the people and their unique fashions, the Japanese, they dress up more than we do, and they have all these kind of unique looking fashions. It's kind of fun to watch. And though I didn't really get to speak to people because most of them spoke, you know, Japanese, it kind of reminded me to speak in tongues a lot more. So I would just, you know, go around speaking in tongues in my head. And I got to use a few of the words I know, like arigata, which means thank you. Ohayo means hello in Japanese. And ni hao, because that's Chinese, and we were in Taiwan for one of our ports. So that was fun. Justin knew a few more words than I did. Oh, and he had this thing on his phone, like if we went to some sign, monument, and he could scan it, and then it would translate to English. So that was really fun. I brought a couple of pamphlets, and I brought the letter that I wrote, if you're interested in seeing any more of the highlights. But I mainly wanted to emphasize tonight how much God cares for us in all things and blesses us when we keep our vision on Him. Sometimes I think even when we don't. He still blesses us. And how we can say, bless the Lord, or praise the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits or kind deeds, as one translation puts it. Of course, one of his greatest kindnesses is making it available through his Son, Jesus Christ, to be in his family and have Christ in us wherever we go, wherever we are. So to close, I'm going to repeat my title and add a little line at the end. Bless the Lord, O my soul, wherever, wherever, wherever I go, even if it's in the next room. God bless you. I love you. Thanks for being my brothers and sisters.
Well, I guess in a way that was kind of an advertisement if you're thinking of going to Japan. I was there